Carla Customer Service. My name is Brianna. I'm the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
My name is Keith Walker. I just spoke with one of your, I'm trying to tell her I did not make a purchase through Extraordinary Gadgets. It showed up on my checking account. Neither my wife nor I made a purchase through your company. So whatever, somehow or other, someone's used my card number, and I would like this transaction to be removed or whatever you need to do.
May I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Keith, K-E-I-T-H. Last name is Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
23826 Hastings Way.
Okay. Thank you for the information. Looks like that you was in for the gadgets plan. It was for the smartwatch. You paid for the to have the item shipped to you, and by joining Factory Direct Savings Store, you paid the $54.97. Has anyone in your household placed this order or purchased?
Whoa. Slow down. I'm sorry. I'm having a real hard time. You're speaking very fast, and I'm trying to. Okay. Let me back up. On September the 11th, this showed up. Again, I did not make a purchase through your company for $56.95. So whatever you need to do, I would like this taken off, credited, whatever.
Okay.
I've already contacted fraud departments and things like that.
Did they dispute the account?
Excuse me?
Did they dispute the charge?
I want the charge taken off.
Okay, I understand, but did your credit card come and dispute the charge?
You need the amount of the charge?
Yes, did they dispute? Did you file a dispute with them?
Yeah, I spoke with my bank. I filed it, and then I told them I would reach out to you folks and find out if this was a legitimate charge. To the best of, we did not make a purchase for the amount of $56.95.
Okay, I understand. I was just trying to see, did you dispute the charge? Okay. Okay, sir. I'm just...
Yes, I'm disputing the charge. Yes, ma'am. You're saying?
Yes, did you dispute it with your banking institution, credit card company?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So the only thing that we can do at this moment is cancel your account. Now, we will, on our behalf, contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order placed online. Your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place. But in the meantime, we'll go ahead and get your account canceled now. Since the account is under a dispute, you can have your banking institution to give us a call.
Wait a minute. I know you said that very, very fast. Just what was the purchase for?
What I'm saying to you, we went ahead and closed out your account due to dispute. Purposes on the account, it's nothing as far as a refund that I can provide at this moment. If you have your banking institution to give us a call, and yes, we can drop the dispute, we'll go ahead and put those refunds through.
Okay. What you're saying, if just would break it down into real quick, if I have my banking institution contact you folks at 855-436-7556 and tell them and have you work with the bank. Is that correct?
Yes, have them to give us a call.
Okay. I will do that. But can you, I guess the real, probably the easiest way, what was the, on your end, what does it show that I supposedly purchased? That's my question.
A watch, a smartwatch.
I did not purchase a smartwatch.
Yeah, that's what they have you for, the
smartwatch. I absolutely did not purchase a smartwatch.
Okay, yeah, that's what they have you for.
Man, I'm sorry.
Huh? Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, it was for a smartwatch. I understand that you never made this charge. However, just have your banking institution to give us a call. Did the previous agent provide you with your cancellation confirmation?
Yeah, give me the cancellation confirmation, please.
It's C as in Charlie.
What is it?
C as in Charlie.
Charlie?
Uh-huh, 260.
260?
920.
920.
6201.
6201. 01. All right, the confirmation number is Charlie 260-920-6201, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Again, but believe me, I'm sorry, I'm trying to speak on my cell phone, and it just, for some reason, we were just, I appreciate your patience, and I just want to make sure that we both understand each other, okay, and what is going on. So before we hang up, it's my understanding you're going to go ahead and cancel this transaction. I am on my end. I'm going to ask my banking institution to contact you folks in doing that.
Yes, sir.
Should I have them reference? Should I have them reference to this confirmation number?
Yes, you can.
I just have, I'll have my banking institution reach out to 855-436-7556. Speak with someone in your, at your company and give them a confirmation of this, give them this confirmation number.
Correct.
Okay. Again, I appreciate your patience. I would like to, think you understand where I did not make this purchase, and I just saw it come up, and that's what's got me a little beside myself, okay? Because I'm afraid that somebody's gotten my card and used it inappropriately.
Okay, well, so I'm so sorry that happened to you, sir. But we'll be more than happy to take care of it.
Okay. Very good. I'll have them, and is there a particular department number they should ask for?
No, it's not.
Just tell them that they just identify themselves as the banking institution and that they want to, they need to verify, verify with this confirmation number, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Very good. Thank you again. Thank you very much for your assistance. You have a good day, ma'am.
Same to you, and thanks for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.